This advanced sales meeting is entitled Increasing Your Achievement Drive. In it, you'll learn more about the power of your inner achievement drive in influencing your sales success. Not only will you learn this, but you'll also hear about some practical ways you can release higher levels of achievement drive toward the attainment of your goals. Listen carefully as Ron Willingham explains some dynamic concepts that powerfully impact your sales success.
In your Integrity Selling Seminar, you learned a formula for sales power. You'll recall that the formula went that product knowledge plus sales know-how plus persuasive ability multiplied times achievement drive equals sales power. One of the major points was that achievement drive is the multiplier of your other skills and abilities. In other words, add up all of your knowledge, skills, and abilities, and then multiply them by your level of achievement drive to arrive at your sales power score. As you think of this formula and understand the multiplying effect of achievement drive, increasing it becomes a clear objective in order to help you enjoy greater personal success. But before we go on, let's first define what we mean when we use the term. Achievement drive is the amount of emotional desire, dedication, and determination that a person exhibits in the attainment of a goal. Achievement drive is the will to sell, it's desire. Achievement drive is characterized by demonstrations of enthusiasm and excitement. It causes us to keep getting up when we're knocked down. Persistence and determination are also evidences of it, as is high energy and the willingness to do tough things that are necessary to be successful. All these concepts were proven in over 50 years of research by Dr. David C. McClelland, professor of psychology at Harvard University, who incidentally coined the terms achievement drive or need for achievement. Dr. McClelland not only studied successful individuals, but he also studied countries. He found that in countries where achievement drive was high and widespread, the economy of that country prospered in spite of a lack of natural resources or capital. Japan is an excellent modern-day example of this fact. Likewise, in organizations where an atmosphere of high achievement drive prevails, people seem to do well, despite market or economic conditions. The same thing happens within industries. In the same city or market, we usually find people in the same business, but faring quite differently. We see some people or organizations prospering in down markets, while others blame the market conditions for their own failures. High achievement drive causes people to search out higher levels of knowledge, creativity, and resources. All of us know high achievers in many areas of life. We often assume that they're born that way, or that they were just in the right place at the right time. But a closer observation usually shows that they created their own opportunities. They found a way to succeed in good times as well as bad times. Of significant importance, Dr. McClelland pointed out that achievement drive is released from within a person, rather than being poured in or gained externally. What this means is that achievement drive doesn't have to be injected or instilled into us from the outside. Its potential is already within us. It only needs to be released. It needs to be stimulated and given a reason to express itself. So, realizing that you already have the potential for high achievement drive within you, let's think about some ways that you can stimulate it, direct it, and release it. First of all, let me emphasize that achievement drive springs from our belief that what we want to have or do is possible, and that reasonable efforts will be rewarded. There's no motive for us to act unless we believe our actions will be rewarded. Otherwise, there's only hopelessness and frustration. It's here that our own possibility thinking becomes so important, for unless we view a goal or an action within our own possibilities, we'll release no achievement drive to attain it. Said another way, the more we view a goal or an action within our possibilities, the more achievement drive we'll release to get it. Once we believe that a goal or an action is definitely within our possibilities, we'll enjoy new energy, increased excitement, and desire. As this happens, greater bursts of achievement drive will be released. There are several actions that you can take to release achievement drive, but let me mention the following three as starters. First of all, you can set realistic, exciting goals for what you'd like to have or do. Next, create a high desire or passion for these goals by daily visualizing and dwelling on the rewards that reaching them will bring you. And number three, you can increase your achievement drive by seeking out and associating with people who are already achieving on a level that you'd like to be enjoying. Let's think about these for just a few moments. In another sales meeting session, you'll discuss setting motivational goals. But for now, let me say that there are basically two kinds of goals. There are short-term, smaller goals, and there are long-term, larger goals. Well, while we should all have longer-range goals, the longer the time of attainment, the less they'll usually create immediate enthusiasm within us. So the less they'll cause achievement drive to be released. The quicker we perceive gratification and think we'll reach our goals, the more mental and physical energy we'll release and enjoy more excitement. So am I saying that all our goals be fairly short-range ones? No. I believe that we should have both long-term and short-term goals, but most of them should be fairly short-ranged. We should also have a definite chief aim, as Napoleon Hill suggested in his great book, Think and Grow Rich. A definite chief aim, or what we choose to do with our lives, is suggested to you in your sales manual ring binder. Long-term goals give us direction and focus. Short-term goals that lead up to the attainment of long-term goals give us frequent successes and greater gratification. Well, as I said, we'll deal more with this subject in another message. And then the second suggestion for releasing achievement drive is to create a climate or passion for these goals by daily visualizing them and dwelling on the rewards that reaching them will bring you. It's a psychological truth that our desire, urges, or drive is fed by our mental images. What we visualize and mentally dwell on, we often bring into reality. Dr. Dwight Dunlap, one of the first psychologists to give scientific approval of this method, said that one of the most important ways to break an old habit or form a new one was to have a mental ideal of the end result that we want to accomplish. Dr. Maxwell Maltz, in his book Psycho-Cybernetics, wrote much about visualization. One of his most quoted lines was that the subconscious cannot tell the difference between an actual experience and one that's been very vividly imagined. Dr. David McClellan and his research associates added even more scientific evidence to the activity of picturing the end result when they began to study people who already had a high achievement drive. One common denominator, which kept reoccurring in all such persons, was that they fantasized about achievement much more than people whose achievement drive was low. In his book, The Achieving Society, Dr. McClellan tells of Dr. R.W. Burris of the University of Indiana, who once conducted a controlled experiment to determine if an attempt to directly alter people's mental fantasies would naturally affect their achievement drive. Dr. Burris divided several students into three groups. One group attended 8 counseling sessions where their goals and the use they planned to make of their college education, as well as the importance of achievement drive, were discussed in such a way as to get the students thinking in terms of end results, goals, and achievement. A second group received counseling on how to study, but with no reference to achievement. And then a third group received no counseling at all. At the conclusion of the experiment, all students were tested again to see if there had been any increase in their achievement drive. Dr. McClellan said of the experiment, "As predicted, the subjects whose achievement motivation had been openly and intensely discussed with them showed a significant rise in their achievement drive." He also found that this significantly affected the students' subsequent grades. His conclusion was that what people daydream about or consciously visualize ultimately affects what they do. Well, how can you apply these research results in your everyday life as a salesperson? Here are 3 ways. First of all, by setting clear goals. Next, by visualizing their attainment. And most importantly, by visualizing the rewards you'll enjoy when you reach your sales goals. Remember the principle that fantasies arouse desire. Another way, and one that was alluded to in Dr. Burris's experiment, is to spend time with people talking about achievement. And so another way to release achievement drive is to seek out and associate with people who are performing on a level that you'd like to be performing. Call them support systems. Call it a mastermind, as Napoleon Hill referred to it, or study groups, or simple friendships. But as long as you're regularly with achievement-oriented people talking about achievement, your own inner drives will be positively stimulated. So the question is, who do you know who's achieving or reaching goals that you'd like to be reaching? Who enjoys a lifestyle that you'd like to enjoy? Who's doing things that you'd like to be doing? Who has the wisdom, maturity, or spiritual discernment that you'd like to have? Find these people, seek them out, and associate with them. Ask to learn from them. Study their lives. Read what they read. Go places they go. Talk about achievement with them. As you do this, you'll release stronger levels of your own inner achievement drive. In the unlikely event that you can't think of people to learn from, do the next best thing. Go to a bookstore and buy 4 or 5 self-help books like Success Through a Positive Mental Attitude, or Think and Grow Rich, or Psycho-Cybernetics, or Dennis Waitley's book, The Psychology of Winning. Get these books and read them over and over again. But don't just read them. Spend a week in each chapter. Reread it each day. Underline key points that you want to remember. Write 2 or 3 action ideas on index cards and carry them with you each day and practice them. Think of the authors as your private instructors. Think of yourself learning what it took the authors years to understand. This success habit will gradually pay off for you. Now, as we think about achievement drive, let me refer back to the sales congruence model that you learned in your sales manual. And let me emphasize that when all 5 of these dimensions are in congruence, sales power or achievement is released within you. When your view of selling, your view of your abilities, your values, your commitment to activities, and your belief in your product are all in alignment, when no gaps or conflicts exist between them, you'll be congruent. You'll be centered. You'll then automatically release higher achievement drive. There just won't be the drag that can hold you back. So, in this message, we've thought about the power of your personal achievement drive. I've emphasized that it's the multiplier of your skills, abilities, and knowledge. You learn that achievement drive isn't something that's poured in or learned or received externally. Rather, it's released from within. You already have it. Everyone has the potential for higher achievement, but most people never learn how to release it. So it becomes as impotent as a sophisticated computer that never gets plugged into a power source. Well, we talked about several ways to release achievement drive and thereby tap the power of this incredible force within you, a force that's standing by to be discovered and released. I shared 3 ways to release achievement drive with you, and they were, again, 1, to set realistic, exciting goals for what you'd like to have or do. Next, to create a high desire or passion for these goals by daily visualizing and dwelling on the rewards that reaching them will bring. And 3, to seek out and associate with people who are already achieving on a level that you'd like to be enjoying. These are simple activities that, with persistence, will surely bring you success. What's left now is for you to take action and consistently apply the ideas that I've shared with you. It's only through application and experiencing that you'll see results. Intellectually knowing this information will do nothing to help you harness this great power that lies waiting to go to work for you. So, my best to you as you put these ideas into practice. I know as I speak to you that many of you will discover the thrill of greater personal and professional achievement as a result of practicing these concepts.